there's a lot of vinyanim here in the parasha. The Ketzara, there's a beautiful Rashi, and the Pesukim bring out a very Yesodistic idea, which I think it's important to emphasize. Bochram speak to me sometimes, ask me on these issues of Bissel, and we're all exposed to the idea. Relationship of Klal Yisrael with the Umas Ha'olam, what's our attitude supposed to be from the Umas Ha'olam towards the Umas Ha'olam? And is there a musig of a goy steiging and growing? And is there a musig of seeing values or learning values from certain high level goy? Okay, there's a pasuk as follows. Two pasukim here. There's the parsha of the Chiyomuch. V'chitasig yad ger v'toyshav imoch. You have a goy who's a ger toyshav who lives together with you. V'chisasig yad, he becomes rich. Living with you, he becomes rich. Umoch achicha imoy. And your brother becomes poor with him. V'nimkar leger toyshav imoch. And he gets sold as an eved, ivri nimkar la'akum. The phrase of the Gemara in Daf Yudalam based in Kiddushin. You have an eved ivri who's nimkar because of being poor. He's nimkar to a goy. Dying. Let's hop the scenario. There was a yid who didn't have bread to put on the table. So he's asking, who wants to, as a when he went out looking for a job, he couldn't get a job. Presenting himself as a worker, he couldn't get a job. So he presented himself as an eved. Who wants to buy me as an eved? I have a family to feed. I have to feed myself. I have a family to feed. Who's willing to buy me as an eved? And the situation was that there was no one besides the goy who had the capability or the interest at the time to buy him as an eved. V'nimka leger toshav imoch or leikim mishpachas ger. Acharei nimka, there's a special mitzvah of geula tiyaloi. His brothers have to try to be paid to him, have to buy him out. What does it mean? And there's the whole parish over here. V'chishavim koineyu, the goy bought him for a certain amount of money, he bought him for a few years, and he worked part of the time. So he even an imkar legoy can't be sold for more than 6 years. So he bought him for 6 years, and he worked for three. So 50% he has to give him back. You have to pay him back, and you have to be medaktik, you have to be erlach and honest with the goy to pay him back that which he paid for this Jewish slave. There's a special mitzvah of geula, being goyel, the Jew, from being an eved to a goy. An eved ivri unimkar leYisrael doesn't have that mitzvah. Ad kama he has parnasa from being sold, it's not an ideal situation. And that's why he if he wants to stay on later than 6 years, he's going to... V'rotz adonim v'oznov b'martzeya. Being an eved is not an ideal matzah. But there's no mitzvah of geula when he's sold to a Jew. Sold to a goy, mitzvah of geula. Now the pasuk is very interesting. V'chisasig yad ger v'soshav imach. The ger v'soshav imach becomes rich. Umach achicha imoy. And your brother becomes poor with him. Zok Rashi, Chazal. Mi goram lo sheyashir. The pasuk is saying he became rich, but the pasuk isn't stam saying he became rich. He became rich because he's imach, because he became close to you. Umach achicha imoy. Umach achicha imoy says Rashi. Mi goram lo sheyamuch. Who made him become poor? Dibuko imach. The goy becoming close to the Jew caused the Jew to become poor. What is Dagishen? The goy became close to the Jews. That was a reason why he was blessed with richness. He became rich. He became a multi-billionaire. Why? Because he came close to Jews. Migoram leshayashir. Dibuka imach. What caused your brother to become poor? Also that dibuka imach. Zok Rashi, why? Al yidei shelomad mimaisa. Because he learned from the maisim of the goy. Now obviously we're speaking about a goy who has his chus, tremendous chus. He became a multi-billionaire. Shteit in farvos, because he became close to the Jews. Afal pikein, Achicha, who became close to him, went down. And he became poor. Vos shteita. Zok tinitziv. It's a posuk in Shir Hashirim, Mayim Rabim, Lo Yuchlu Lechabis Isahava. Klal Yisrael's Nimshal to an Eish, to a fire. Umas Oilom, a Nimshal to Mayim Rabim. There's a beautiful Rambam in the Igris, how he elaborates on this Moshal, how the Umas Oilom are referred to in Shir Hashirim and brings Psukim in Tehillim, to Nahorois Rabois, to Nahorois, to Mayim Rabim, to waters that wash over and could quench the hava of Klal Yisrael, or they could drown Klal Yisrael. Umisalam Nishal Tamayim. Rambam and Moira says as follows. The Adam is Nivra B'Tzelem Elokim. What's the concept of Tzelem Elokim Kipshutoi? Pshutin Shal Dvarim, says Rashi, an Odom is Nivra with Das, Lahovinu Lahaskin. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Nas Odom B'Tzalmenu Kidmuseinu, Kodesh Baruch Hu said that there should be a Bria, who's able to be Makir, and be HaKodesh Baruch Hu Hanhoga, and able to be Makir, and to make a free choice, to become close to HaKodesh Baruch Hu, by acting in a Mahalach Eloki, in a godly manner. Every single human being has that potential in him. Every goy, every nivro, chaviv adam shenivro betzelem, every adam has the capability of uplifting himself, realizing that there's a creator, connecting himself to the creator, and uplifting himself to live a get lechaleb, a godly life, a higher form of living. Zok der Rambam in Moira. The capability of Umas Oilam to uplift themselves, that's as much as they will learn from Knesset Yisrael, from Klal Yisrael. Avraham Avinu was the Av LaHamon Goyim, the first forerunner of spreading Yichud Hashem in this world, that there's a concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a creator who runs the world hand on, and he expects from humanity to uplift themselves and to live a higher form of life. As the Kodesh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Brisbane Absorim, he'll create a nation that will come out of him, that will spread this message to the world. Ever since that Haftocha to Avraham Avinu, that message to the world comes via Klal Yisrael. As much as the Umas Oilam learn and steig and grow, they can uplift themselves very, very high. Zok der Rambam, as a fact, Rambam states a fact, the Umas Oilam that had no shaykhis to Klal Yisrael, over the time, lose their tzelem elokim. That capability of humanity to appreciate spirituality and morals, Yichud Hashem, and uplift themselves, change themselves, that comes because of their connection to Klal Yisrael. And he gives examples. He says, deep in Africa, nations that never were exposed to Jews become cannibals, live an animalistic, total material, an animal life. They lose their tzelem. There's those who quote the Rambam that's different, as if Tzelem Vayter is physical, and there's certain nations in Africa that lost their physical realm. It's not what the Rambam means. It could be there's also something as in the Pnim Yisayin that has a shaykh to that, but That's not the Rambam. The Rambam means that they lost the Tzelem Elokim because the concept of Tzelem Elokim is not a group of naked Africans rapping and getting into an animalistic matziv of life, losing das. That's a loss of Tzelem Elokim in Gansen. Losing das, subduing any mashu of a shaykhis to das, of dveikus in a higher humanity, thus is losing Tzelem Elokim. And that's because of a lack of connection to Klal Yisrael. The world could change itself, uplift itself in its connection to Yahadus. And as we've started seeing, when the good nekudas that there are in the world, it's shaykh. And there are, be it Christians, be it Muslims, who learn different nekudas from Klal Yisrael, you do find, I won't say Torah bagoyim, al-tamin, but you do find that there's a... There are sometimes going who can become quite merumam. Now, and that's migoram leshiyashir dibuka yimoch. Dibuka yimoch migoram leshiyashir, and it could be worthy of a tremendous abundance of physical blessing, becoming a multimillionaire because of a schus, nishtam, because of a havtocha of mishmani yartzi yamoshavecha from an el to zedi up there. Ken Zayn, his own schos taka. He can be uplifted that he's deserving of becoming a rich man. Dibuka yimoch. But even such a guy, when a Jew becomes close to him, he's in danger. Because b'soifa shel dovar, there are nekudos and etchonis nefesh, ad kama he's still a guy, he can, as much as he's uplifted, over the Jew who's going to be dovuk in him, could go down. And many times you'll find, you can find in shteita gewaldik echidish. But that's a fact, never for all of us who we're coming off 2,000 years being dispersed in the nations, we have a connection to all the Ummah Salem, we can see this. You can sometimes have the same a goy who's totally uplifted by his relationship with Jews, and you can have Jews who will have a relationship with that goy who'll go much worse. Migoram li shiyamuch, who caused him to become poor, that he's worthy of a punishment and he's not worthy of being able to have bread to eat on his table. Dibuka imoch, what he learned from the goy. There's the moshul of two people on a ladder, one's going up and one's going down. At some point they meet together. But Lamaisa, he ends up going down and he ends up going up. Much more than that. You can have the situation, the same kesher. For one person it brings goodness and for the other person it takes him totally down. And a Jew has to be careful. Very, very careful. And sometimes it's enticing. There's something pulling even. Sometimes you can see certain nekudas of goodness. And there's what to learn even. We have to be careful. And that's what the pasuk. There's a beautiful pasuk. The pasuk in the Torah we have. I have it here. Laftera. No. In the haftera of. Pasuk in the Gimel de, it's one of the haftaras of the Gimel de Paranusa. Pasuk says as follows. It's in Yirmiyah. It's the second haftar of the three Haftarah of Peronus that we lay in the Shabbos between Shavuot Betamuz and Tisha B'Av. So the second Haftarah is as follows. Shimud, it begins Shimud Var Hashem Beis Yankiv Chomishkach Beis Yisrael. Koyom Har Hashem. So says Hashem. Mamatzav v'seichem bi ovel. Kirochakum ayolai. What did your forefathers find in me, something wrong, off, that you went away from me? Vayelchu acharei ahevel vayehebolu. And they went after the nothingness, and they became nothing. Lo yom ro'ayi Hashem. Hamale isolim eretz mitzrayim. Hamale isolim bamidbor. Beretz harova v'shucha beretz siv salmon v'beretz leyavar bo'ish v'leyeshev adam shalom. Beautiful. The answer. Kishtayim ro'i so isa'ami, the post-psukim described. There's a whole idea going on here. Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling Klal Yisrael, what do you leave me for? But worse, why do you go somewhere else? What did you find elsewhere that was pulling, that was enticing? Kishtayim ro'i so isa'ami. My nation has done two things wrong. Oisi ozvu makor mayim chayim. You left me, the source of mayim chayim, the source of life, lachtev lem boris nishborim asher lo yachilu hamoyim, to be choytsev boris nishborim, that don't have any life and any water that can give chiyus. The psukim describe vaita this idea, and va'ata malach lederech Mitzrayim, lishtes meishichor. Why are you going to Mitzrayim to drink polluted waters? Umalach lederech Ashur. You're going to Asher Lishtois Mei Nohor, to drink waters of the rivers. The Netziv explains. You find this in Chazal. The concept, water is the source of life. The definition of a source of life of a city is always defined in its sources of water. That's why the halacha in a get, when you have to define, there's a halacha of mokoyim. You have to write the mokim, and you have to write its source of water. Because that's the definition of a place. A nation, by definition, when we refer as a derech moshel throughout Tanakh to the water it drinks from, that means it symbolizes the ideas and the source of the chiyus. Not the physical chiyus of that's the animalistic part of the human being, but the source of chiyus of the human part of the human being. Where does he get his source of chiyus from? Every nation has its cultures. Every nation, so to speak, has its waters. Malach l'derech Ashur. Why are you trying to drink water from American culture, German culture? The Pesukim aren't giving Musar on Klal Yisrael wanting to look like pagan Africans. Name. Pesuk is giving Musa to Klal Yisrael who are trying to drink waters from different cultures. And obviously, in their mind, they're trying to learn good ideals, good human right, godless ha'odom, certain nekudas where seemingly there's nekudas where there is what to learn from. Zok the Pesuk, ma motza v'seichem bi ovel. There's nothing wrong with the Torah. The Torah is Hashem Tmimo, Mishivas Nofesh. You don't need Shakespeare. You don't need cultures of Goyim to learn. There's nothing that a Jew cannot find in the Torah or that he has to go elsewhere. And worse, by going elsewhere, even if there's good Nekudis over there, even if there's tremendous good ideals to be gotten, when a Jew will go be doing it, he'll be polluted from it. He'll be influenced for the bad. It won't make the right effect on him. From as a young child, I heard from Rosh Hashiva on Tisha B'Av over and over, all the many years I heard Tisha B'Av kines from a child on. He always referred to the story of Klal Yisrael. When they left Eretz Yisrael with Nebuzaradan after the Churban, he took them to Bavel. The Medrash describes how Nebuchadnezzar told the general, Nebuzaradan, don't let them rest. Because if they'll rest, they'll do tshuva, they'll cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that might be worthy of being to go become worthy of being returned. Make sure they come to Bavel and don't let them rest on the way. Kill them. And it's described in the Pesukim of Eicha, how they were Yogeya and they weren't allowed to rest till when? Till they reached Naharas Bavel. Al Naharas Bavel Shom Yashavnu Gam Bochinu. That was the first time that they were allowed to rest and to sit down, when they reached Naharas Bavel. When they reached Naharas Bavel, Chazal tell us, it's a psukim also referring to it, they drank from the waters of Naharas Bavel. They drank from the pras. Chazal tell us that they weren't used to drinking the waters of the pras. They were used to make shomim of Eretz Yisrael. And Chazal tell us that more people died from drinking from the waters of the pras when they reached the pras than were killed by the sword of the soldiers of Nebuchadnezzar. What are Chazal telling us in this story? I'm not saying that it wasn't Kipshutay. I'm not sure that was what Rashi was saying. She was saying there's a tremendous nekudah Musar Haskel. It could be it also happened physically, but there's a much deeper idea. Klal Yisrael drank, when they came to Naharas Bavel, they drank from the waters of Bavel. They adapted to the culture. As the Pesukim over here describes, Malach l'derech Mitzrayim lishtos mei shichor, mei Ashur. And it was Mekalkel, and it killed us on a national level more than the sword killed us. The drinking from the cultures of Imgolus had killed Klal Yisrael more than the sword of Nebuchadnezzar did. It's dangerous. It's polluted. Now, it could be the source of life for those nations. And you could have situations where their influence... It's a Judeo-Christian way of thinking, and their influence from the Jews, as they're all the time doing. And there's ideas by the Muslims, that is certain. It's hard to describe that now in 2022 what we're going through. But if you see what the Rishonim write about the 1100 years ago, 1000 years ago, about it looks like they were chachamim by the Ishmaelim who were Bali Madreg, not the low-life, egoistic rotz, using religion for their own taivas. There were Ober, a Jew who's going to go to these cultures and try and drink from it, directly from their sources, will be influenced. Bingoran l'shiyomuch dibuka yimuch. There's a danger there. The Gemara in Brachos says, "Haray kedera b'chaloyim." Someone who sees a pot in a dream, yitzpe l'shaloyim. Zok t'netziv farvos. A pot is what stands between a tavshil, or take a pot full of water, and a fire. You want to be metaking the tavshil. If you just put it directly on the fire is going to go out and the tafshil is going to get burnt or ruined. The keder is in between. Klal Yisrael are like fire. The Umar Yisrael are like mayim. When there's something separating between the two, the mayim absorbs the koyach of the esh, and the esh doesn't get put out by the water. But a person has to be careful. If there's no pot in between, there's no separation in between, then b'sofo shel davar, what happens? The water puts out the fire. Nishdokin vasen, nishdokin fire. The fire loses its koyach, and the water gets lost. That's Klal Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael with the Ummah Sa'ila. 25 years ago, I remember, it was a relatively younger man. I was learning certain sugis and kodshim. And I was learning with my chavrusa, and I chapped the zrika that the koyin has to stand on the kevesh, and he has to throw the ivorim. So it's a sugi over there, to a certain marocha, which was far in. I made the cheshbin that he had to throw it. Made a cheshbin, it was 16 amas. 16 amas is around 20. 16 amas is what? 16 amas is. 16 amas is.
26,
32. Okay. Now, he has to be holding it in a certain position. Just picture it, yeah? He has to be holding it with shnei yodayim, and he has to throw it, how many feet?
32.
Okay, 32 feet. Can I know? It's a ganze avoida to do. Now, and the halacha is, it has to go over, there's a line, it's almost invisible, between the kevesh and the mizbeach, and the kohen azurik has to be standing on the kevesh, and when he throws it, the halacha is, it has to fly over that avir. Okay, picture this? It's a ganze avoida to do. And sometimes it's something heavy, which might sometimes be easier, and then sometimes something very small, like ipsa oilas ha'oif, it's a klein ezach. Oops, he has to. It's a ganze avoida. So I told him it's a ganze shver avoida to do. He says, "Yeah, there's a letter of a guy. There was a Yevoni Aristeas who he was watching, observing the avoida from. There was a tower that he was able to observe the avoida from. Today is known as Migdal Antoninus, the Chakra." And he was observing the avodah from there, and that was one of the things that he describes, which he was amazed by, is that point of the avodah. So I said, "What's this letter?" He says, "Yeah, it's a ganze letter." There was a so he describes it to me, and he says, "Yeah, you can back." It was the first concept, first time he told me about the concept. It wasn't called then Google, but you can Google it, and you'll find the letter online. He says it's from old Latin, translated into English by some university down south in the late 19th century. It's a quite accurate translation. And he told me about this letter. Okay, Kitzer. So, I get this letter. So, I type of Googled it. I pulled it off. Wow. Kitzer, this guy was in Kufis Baishen, he's still before the Chashmonoim. It's a ganze letter. I don't know if I described to you before. Chanukah, we discussed it. Okay. The kids here, I'm reading the letter, and this guy, he came, he's a Yevoni philosopher, who came, he was the one who convinced Talmai HaMelech down in Mitzrayim that he has to translate the Torah into Yevonis, and he was the shliach of the Melech of Talmai to come to Yerushalayim to bring the Shivim Chachomim down to Mitzrayim. And I'm reading, and this guy's impressive. Albert, impressive. You see forgive me for saying it, you see his galus hanefesh, his greatness of soul, his concepts, his musogim, his she'ifis, his godless, and his purity of heart almost, forgive me. And he's describing over there how he begged Talmai HaMelech that there were 70,000 Jewish slaves who were captured by Talmai's father when he captured Eretz Israel. This was when the kingdom split after Alexander the Great between the four kings, and it was his father who conquered him, and he brought 70,000 Jewish slaves to Egypt, and he felt it was wrong, and it went against all the morals, and he convinced the Melech to release them, and he released them. I'm reading this guy. Hey, Azaz Chos, 70,000 Jews, the guy releases them. And he writes how he davened HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help him, and he knew after he davened with his purity of heart that he'll daven, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will definitely listen to him because his intentions are pure, and if someone's intentions are pure and he prays, I'm reading. Okay? Kitzer, Vayter. He brings the 70 Chachamim from Yerushalayim, and the Melech was so impressed with their Chochmah that before he brought them into the different houses, as Chazal described, to translate the Torah to Shivim Lashon, he made a Suda for 70 days. And each day, he had each one of the Chachamim say over Chochmah. Okay. And this guy, in this long letter, he's writing down, briefly, all the chokhmah that the chachma Yisrael, the 70 chachma Yisrael, said each one hishtikal Torah shir klali of that day. I guess I'm beginning to read. Good, the sharf from Musa. At some point it was a little too much. I just closed. I finished. Malach b'shtes Meshichah. Get back to Mesilas Yisharu. Get back to a Derech Hashem. Get back to a Chazal. Go back to a Medrash. Which is right. And it was impressive. There's stuff there, and he's quoting Chachma Yisrael. But at the end of the day, it's written by a goy. No suffix. No suffix. Dibukai imach caused him to be an uplifted being, relatively from where he was coming. There was enough schmutz over there, Nebuch. Also, can Heilig Chafetz Chaim, he wasn't at all, even though he saw the Avoid in Migdosh, and he saw Koyhani Bavidosim, Levim, Bashirim, Duchonam, as Noch Yibliven, a goy, a very uplifted goy, very uplifted goy. Oh, but there's an Akud. The Sefer Shel Dovor, we have a Chazal, we have our Torah, and we have to know, where are we drinking our waters from? Where are we trying to be Yoinik, our Chiyus, our life, from? If we take it from other places, it will be tainted. It will be polluted. It's going to be mashpia nishgut on us. A person has to be mevakish chochmah. And therefore to say, for someone to say, ach, all the goyim, they're all treif, chazer, low lives. This that's, there is. The culture in general, specifically in 21st century, is so low. Hashem Yerachim, it's low. And the more we're connected to them, the more we're influenced. It's terrible. It's terrible. It's terrible. Aber, that doesn't mean that they don't have a tzelem elokim, and it doesn't mean that they're not capable, and it doesn't mean that there's not many out there, or at least yechidim out there, that pack up, lift themselves, and change themselves. But, where does a Jew have to take his chiyus from? That's what the pasuk over here is screaming. Mamotzu aviseichem bi ovel. Look for your chiyus, for your ruchnius in Torah. Vayelchu achar yehevel vayehebolu. The meishichor, what is good for the Mitzrim, what is good for the Bavliim, for you, it could ruin you, it could pollute you. Not to say that b'derech akroy, chochma v'goyim, and you could even see a certain akuda where they absorbed from Yidden, and there's something good. But that shouldn't definitely not be a main focus of a person, and a person has to be careful. Even if a person does, for whatever reason, look into these things and have this connection and try to learn some good things, but he has to be with caution, with this idea. Just because the guy is uplifted, and it could be that he is uplifted, and it could be that there is ruchnius there with his tzelem elokim, but a Jew has to be very, very careful. A Jew has so much more to him. First of all, in his amzgula, in who he is and what he is, in his capabilities, in his spiritual superpowers that he has. B is lo yimolet, that if he takes it, he has from those places. It's going to be contaminated. Dahainu, a Jew has to do everything he can to search and to learn the Torah and to plummet depth. To go ba'amkus, to understand the Das Hashem. It's all in the Torah. A person has to be a yogeya b'Torah. A person has to be a mevakish chochma. He has to be a mevakish musr. Sometimes it comes easier if it comes in a packaged English book in what fashion. It's easier than doing that and plumbing through, going through Mishle with Rabbi Yoina. Having a Seder and Mishnah Ben Yoyne for half an hour a day, till he'll come to be Masig. And the Chanami! A Jew is capable for so much. And a Jew is Mechuyev to go to the Torah and to get it in a non-contaminated way. And it's all there. Okay, there's a whole... Noch an Akude, I want to speak about, aber, you know, the time. I couldn't Shabbos.